Our research has found that for one in five people in the southeast, so that's more than a million people, they are constantly struggling, as we kind of see in the new year, constantly struggling every month to keep up with their rent or mortgage payments. And what that means for people is that it's just a kind of constant thing that they're thinking about, that they're worrying about. It's people wondering how they're going to get to the end of the month and make ends meet. It's people choosing not to put the heating on even though it's freezing outside. It's people choosing, to go without meals so that they can make sure that they can keep a roof over their heads. This is something that we're unfortunately seeing increasing.
Now, paying rent or paying the mortgage, that's probably the biggest sum of money that comes out of anyone's account. We all look at our bank accounts when we get paid. It's a nice number, or it's certainly a better number than what it lands up being once we've paid everything. But what happens once we start to struggle to pay our rent or our mortgage and we're in that hole? How can we get out? If we're just not earning enough, or if we're just facing too many other costs, what can we actually do to help ourselves out of that?
I think you're absolutely right. You know, your kind of housing cost is such an important payment that you pay every month. It's, you know, the most important thing that you pay out so that you can keep a roof over your head for yourself and your family. Unfortunately, what our research is finding is that for a lot of people who are really struggling to make that payment and all the other payments that you need to make every month, is they're turning to things like payday loans or using unsecured debts like unauthorised overdrafts. So we know that almost a million people used a payday loan to help pay for their rent or mortgage in the last year. And obviously the sums of interest that you can end up paying back on those kinds of loans are absolutely huge. So what we're really urging people today is, if this is you, if this sounds familiar, if you're really struggling every month, seek advice from Shelter. We have a whole lot of advice on our website, shelter.org.uk, and there's some specific advice for people if you're struggling every month. So we've got a budget calculator on there, and we've got some advice about how to prioritise paying your bills. And we've also got some advice about how you can negotiate with your mortgage lender or with your landlord. If you're really, really struggling to make that payment, we can help you potentially negotiate so that you can make a slightly more manageable payment every month in an effort to make sure that you can keep a roof over your head and make ends meet.
Now, this research, it shows some pretty shocking figures. It forms a depressing picture. Do you have any indication on how things will transpire within the future, even in the near future? Will things be getting worse? Will they be getting better?
I mean, I think we're concerned that things unfortunately might be getting worse for people. I mean, we've seen a real increase in the number of people who say they're struggling to pay their rent or mortgage in the past year. You know, I think for a lot of people, there's little sign that, you know, the recession is coming to an end. You know, food prices are going up, fuel prices are going up, heating, electricity, people's wages aren't rising. And for a lot of people, there is still either, you know, that they may be have lost their job, or they may be threatened with losing their job. So I think for a lot of people, there is a worry that things might not get better very soon. And that's why it's so important, if this is you, if you think you are struggling, that you get some advice, and you get some advice early. You know, as soon as you start struggling, come and get some advice from Shelter. Have a look on our website. Find out what steps you can take. Because if you end up, you know, taking out that payday loan or going into that overdraft, it just piles debt upon debt, and that's going to make things even worse.